One change we've seen over the last few years in the Mid-South especially is that we've moved from using Timex pre-plant to seed treatments, especially neonic seed treatments. And around in that same time, we've also seen our the incidence of mites increase. So as I started, that was one of the questions we wanted to answer and look at was, do neonics affect mite populations, cause an increase? There are several reports in the literature that report increases in mite density when neonics are used. They use various reasons why this occurs. But I'll start by going through just a few of them. I believe this one, we just went through this one, in fact. It was an homologous effect where the neonics caused an increase in fecundity. That's one theory. And other theories suggest that a reduction of predators may have caused an increase in mites when neonics are used. Beers in 2005, they observed that seasonal mite density was positively correlated to grams AI of acetamiprid that was applied in Washington apple orchards. This is also a two-spotted spider mites. Troxclair, he found that in cotton, the percentage of cotton plants infested with spider mites was significantly greater in plots treated with Cruiser and Gaucho than those treated with Timex and the untreated. So once again, we see higher occurrences of mites with the neonics. And finally, the survey that was described earlier where neonic-treated fields were 9 to 10-fold, had a 9 to 10-fold greater probability of being infested or treated versus those where Timex was used. There is one contradiction in the literature. ACO in 2004, they found that spider mites actually displayed lower fecundity when neonics were used and that in sublethal doses there was no effect. This is the only paper that came up with these findings. So this is what we kind of started with, and we wanted to address this issue in cotton. Some of these are dealing with ornamentals and other crops, but it really hasn't been looked at in the Mid-South on cotton. When we put these mite trials out, we have to use we usually have to artificially infest them. You can't depend on mites to show up, especially in seedling cotton, where you want to put a trial out. So we've had a colony that we maintained 2 years that we used to infest with. All of our field experiments are fairly similar. We go at try to go at first true leaf. We take these bean leaves that are infested with mites. We save them onto the cotton cotyledons. Then after 7 to 14 days after we infested it, we go back, remove the uppermost full-size leaf, bring it back to the lab, count it under a microscope, count the number of eggs or mites. We began by using taking 4 reps and sampling 5 leaves per plot. We quickly found it wasn't enough. We increased our sample size and our reps to try to remove some of the variability. In 07, we conducted 5 trials. In 08, we conducted 2 for a total of 7. I'm only going to show a couple of these trials today in the interest of time. In these trials, we looked at mites, the number of immatures, total mites, eggs. And it gets pretty cumbersome when you try to show them off. But in this first trial, this is mite response to seed treatments, the number of mites per leaf, immatures and adults. We infested at 3 leaves. We sampled at 7 and 18 days after infestation at 5th and 9th node. If you look at the graph at 7 days after infestation, you'll see that Cruiser has significantly more mites than did Timex. Both were similar to the check. At 18 days, there really was no difference. However, the untreated flights were numerically greater. And this is very common. A lot of times we can't separate our means statistically, but there are small numeric differences that I'll discuss here in a minute. In this same trial, we counted the number of eggs per leaf. You look at 7 days out, once again, Cruiser has significantly more mite eggs than does Timex, similar to the untreated. 18 days, there's really no difference, although Cruiser has slightly more eggs than other treatments. When we combine all these trials together and look at each trial and each sample date from each test, and we look at the number of times that each one of the treatments had numerically greater densities, not significant, just numerically, you can see that 6 out of 9 times neonics had higher densities of mites than other treatments. 3 out of 4 times there was higher density of eggs with the neonics than with other treatments. So although they're not always significant, we do see trends begin to develop. In 08, we kind of increased our test. We also added foliar treatments of the same active ingredient, thymethoxam, metoclopramide, and acephate. And I believe we put this test out at first true leaf. I didn't list that. We rated it 7 and 14 days later. We sprayed it the same day we infested our mites. You'll notice there's really no difference between each of the seed treatments and foliar applications, but all have numerically higher densities than the untreated flies. What really stands out is that the Timic treatment really significantly reduced densities below all other treatments. We visually rated these flies at 14 days out. It's on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 equals least injury. You can see that Timic stands out with very little injury at Timic. Ornithine foliar had the most injury out of them. All other treatments were pretty similar. And one thing we found, there was very little difference whether it was a seed treatment or a foliar application. The results were similar for each of them. So at this point, we felt like we were seeing an effect, although usually small. We did feel like we were seeing a trend that there were more mites with neonics. So we decided to further refine that and figure out if it was homologosis or other factors. And homologosis, if you remember, is an increase in fecundity or number of eggs laid per female. So to do this, we standardized the age group of our mites. We put bean leaves in a little plastic dish with saturated wool cotton. We allowed 100 mating females to lay eggs for 24 hours, then removed them or killed them. We allowed them to reach maturity. As soon as they started laying eggs, we put the adults on cotton leaves in petri dishes, which were also on saturated wool cotton. We put 2 female mites per leaf in each dish, replicated it 6 times, and then for 14 days, we removed eggs. We counted and removed eggs for 14 days after that. When you look at the data, this is cumulative fecundity, it's average eggs per mite per day. Centric did have the most eggs laid. What really sticks out is that Timic had significantly fewer eggs than all other treatments. And in fact, by day 11, all the mites on those leaves have either crawled off or died. We didn't notice them really crawling off into the other treatments like they had Timic. But untreated is right there at the top with Centric, Trimax, Cruiser. There were small significant differences on different days, but there are no trends. Overall, there's no difference between them. And we concluded that there was not a homologous effect taking place, that egg lay or reproduction was fairly consistent among each of these treatments, except for Timic. Also, we have a trial that I'm going to talk about. Gus put out in Arkansas. It's a strip trial with Avicta and Timic at 3.5 pounds an acre. You can see once again the trends or data is fairly consistent. There's small differences. Avicta is slightly higher than Timic throughout the early part of the season. These differences are not significant, but the trend is the same. Jeff Gore, he did a Timic sideband study where put out 4 and 8 pounds of Timic. I'm not sure exactly when he did it, but sometime, I figured June or July. And you can see that there was a little over a twofold decrease in mite densities with each of those rates 7 days after application. So Timic does have activity sidebanded. This year we also conducted a sideband trial. We actually didn't count density. We looked at hits per 400 row feet. A hit was a damaged area where symptomology was present on the leaves, 1 foot in length. If it was 2 foot in length, that was 2 hits. You can see once again, in the Timic treated areas, the number of hits was decreased by about twofold or a little more. So in summary, we have a lot of sample-to-sample variation in this data. It's often difficult to separate things. We have increased our sample sizes, but it's still a problem. And we're hoping maybe to keep conducting these trials and doing a meta-analysis at the end to further separate some of these different treatments. Overall, the trends indicate that mite densities are higher when neonics are used as seed treatments than on untreated or timid-treated cotton. There's little difference between foliar treatments and seed treatments of the same active ingredient. And we did not find homologosis. We believe, at least from the one test we've conducted, we didn't see that mite fecundity or egg light reproduction was increased when neonics or acephate was used as compared to non-treated. And in summary, as far as Timic, it does not totally eliminate spider mite infestations, but it may or can be used as a risk management tool, especially in areas that are traditionally have early season mite outbreaks. It may give you some insurance